The City of Burlington has drafted a housing action plan to address housing affordability and development issues. It outlines 18 proposals to reduce housing costs and increase the amount of affordable housing, including addressing regulations, student housing, and homelessness. On Wednesday evening, the group Save Open Space Burlington held a People's Housing Summit to respond to the plan. Treasurer Charles Simpson says they believe city leaders must look at housing options from a broader perspective. A top priority, he says, should be the inclusion of open space and the preservation of 32 acres of former Burlington College campus land.
Open space in large plots plus small best market areas is very important, I think, for the livability of the city. And I don't think the existing plans take that sufficiently into consideration. Another area that we take a broader look at would be, rather than simply encouraging the addition of new housing units, we're really focused on building neighborhoods and to encourage student cooperative housing. There's areas where we do not want housing. The South End is a mix of very active industry, some obsolete manufacturing plants that have been taken over by artists. The official plans call for moving market rate housing into that area, which would gentrify it.
Simpson says members of the group are also concerned about the way the city's plan has been crafted.
The process has been one of bringing in a consultant and coming up with a plan through what's called neighborhood consultation or public consultation, but the consultation is in a very limited and framed way, and we want to broaden the discussion. We don't want to have consultants simply tell us, well, these are the questions, and do you like A or B? We want to be able to say, well, wait a minute, let's look outside the box. Maybe we want more mass transit, which the Housing Action Plan does not even discuss. There's a much broader conversation that needs to take place.
Burlington's City Council President, Progressive Jane Nodell, attended the forum. A professor of economics at the University of Vermont, she worked to draft the Housing Action Plan with the mayor and other council members for a year. Nodell says Save Open Space Burlington makes some good points regarding housing issues.
Where I would take some issue with some of the speakers is that I do think we need to build more housing in the city of Burlington. Some people seem to be saying that the housing should be built outside of Burlington. I didn't hear a lot of specific recommendations about what to change in the Housing Action Plan. It was kind of more presenting an alternative vision in which I think overall less housing would be built than the Housing Action Plan called for.
Nodell notes that while both sides are discussing conceptual aspects to improving Burlington's housing, in reality, funding may be the major stumbling block.
My husband got up and he made an important point that I think people didn't quite get. In order to create affordable housing, that is, below market rate housing, you need subsidies from government. And very, very little new money is going into housing from government. So if you want, therefore, to get more affordable units, you have to work in partnership with the private sector.
There's more information at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.